It's that time again. We're catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, sponsored by Champ Sports Bar and Cafe in Blacksburg.
Welcome back, guys. ESPN Radio, AM 1430. George Hunsaker here with you. The final word. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com stops in, as always, on Champs Wednesday. How are you, sir?
Doing awesome, man.
Yeah? You doing okay?
Yeah. How about you?
Not too bad. I feel like I just saw you. Friday we talked. We got you on the phone real
quick.
Yeah,
that's right.
You want to go back to that? Let's do that real quick. It's okay. Big news. Running back David Wilson, he commits to Virginia Tech. We talked about him for a few minutes. Anything else that you want to really tell the audience about what he brings to Virginia Tech?
Well, first of all, I was at his press conference on Monday. I took it as time to go on a little weekend vacation back home to Danville and stopped by his press conference on Monday. He's a really nice guy, comes from a really good family. So from that standpoint, you know, he's all you could ask for. Brings a lot of speed to the backfield. But, you know, what's underrated is his power and his balance. And I really believe he's one of the elite backs in the country.
All right, that's sounds good to me. I'm excited. Was he excited? Did you really enjoyed meeting this kid?
Yeah, he was a really nice guy. His parents were really nice. He gave a great interview, so I think he's a great addition to the program.
Sounds good to me. In basketball news, we also get some big news. Number one, they pick up Sadarian Reigns, but they get a 2010 one of the top recruits in Jarrell Eddie. What do you know about Eddie?
Eddie, I think, from talking to some people, his recruitment is really only just starting to blow up, but it's, you know, he's only going into his junior year, and by the time it's all said and done, he could be a top 50 national player. His shooting has really come around from the outside. He's a big wing, you know, and he could grow, so I think he's a big time pickup for Tech.
So what you're telling me is Coach Seth Greenberg was doing jumping jacks and cartwheels everywhere.
Oh, absolutely, I'm sure.
All right, some big news. Obviously some big news on the front. Also, the 2008 ACC kickoff last couple of days. No shocker, the Hokies were picked to win the Coastal Division. But maybe, surprise to some people, the Clemson Tigers get the nod to win the ACC. Were you surprised?
No, I wasn't surprised. I think Clemson's going to be ranked in the top 10 by most people, you know, to start the season. I don't know where they'll be in the actual polls to begin the season, probably somewhere around 10th. But, you know, I think most preseason publications have them top 10. So, you know, it's a fair pick at this point. They look like the best team in the conference on paper. But, you know, they do have, like everybody else, they do have a couple of question marks. Offensive line, they lost four full-time starters off last year's team. They lost four starters the year before also up front. So that's a lot of offensive line turnover over a couple of years. And, you know, as Virginia Tech fans fully know, you know, if your offensive line isn't up to par, then that's going to drag your whole offense down. And it doesn't matter who you've got in the backfield. But, you know, Clemson, that they have a couple of great running backs, and Colin Harper, in my opinion, is the most underrated quarterback in the country. I mean, you look at his stats last year, almost 3,000 yards, completed 65% of his passes, 27 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I mean, you can't ask for more.
No, you really can't. We'll break them down in just a second. ESPN Radio, AM 1430. We're catching up with Chris Coleman right now. The final word with George Hunsaker on ESPN. You got a trivia question for today? Anything in the mind you want to stump people with?
Yeah, let's go with this. Virginia Tech won their first bowl game, 1986 Peach Bowl, on a last-second field goal over NC State. Who kicked that field goal?
Who kicked that field goal for Virginia Tech? All right, that is the question. Toll-free, 1-866-961-1430, NRV 540-961-1430. Let's break down right now Clemson. You mentioned Colin Harper, and I was reading your article on TechSideline.com, really enjoyed it. You said, as you said, the most underrated quarterback in the country, possibly. Do you see him as a pretty solid quarterback, not only in the ACC, but in comparison to the rest of the country?
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he could fit in anywhere and do an effective job. I think he has a strong arm. You know, he's just all-around really good player. I think, I think his stats prove it. When you look at their past quarterback, Will Proctor, he maybe didn't quite he didn't have near the talent as Colin Harper did, and he struggled. So I think that proves that, you know, Clemson's not a system that you can throw anybody into. You have to have talent.
All right, I can understand that. Let's talk about what you were mentioning in the offensive line. Lots of new faces. I was reading in your article over the last 2 years they switched something about 7 to 8 guys, so they've had a lot of turnover. The Achilles heel, can they be good? As I see it, the offensive line, it's the hardest part to judge in football. You never know how 5 guys are going to come together. Do you see the possibility of them becoming a pretty good offensive line, or is just not there?
Oh, it's definitely possible. I mean, Clemson recruits very well, obviously. Just looking at the amount of overall good players they have. I'm not saying the offensive line is going to be bad. They're just very, very, very unproven. you know, at this point. I think they'll be playing better football at the end of the year than they will be at the beginning of the year. I think it's a little tough for them. It's going to be a little tough for them to start out against an SEC defensive front like Alabama, but we'll have to see. You know, like I said, Clemson recruits well, so these guys could come together. We'll just have to wait and see.
Defensively, all four starters return in the secondary. Their D-line has got some capable people up front. According to you, it's the linebacking you're not too sure about, right?
Yeah, you know, they lost all three starters up there. Antonio Clay could have come back, but he's transferring. He's had some personal issues. So, you know, front four looks very good. Back four looks very good. You know, the question mark is in the middle. But at the same time, you know, Clemson always has solid linebackers. You know, when you're trying to pick a weak part on that defense, it's not saying that they're going to be weak. Overall, it's just in comparison with the other two positions on defense.
Catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, we head to the phone lines, and right now on the phone, I've got Glenn from Salem. Glenn, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Not too bad. Glenn, first-time caller.
Yep, that's it.
Look at that, Chris. You're bringing in new callers.
All right.
All right, you got Chris Coleman. What's the answer?
Chris Kinzer.
There you go. You got it.
Congratulations, Glenn. You ever been to Champs?
No, I didn't even hear what you was giving away. I just turned the radio on driving home from work.
Lunch for two to Champ Sports Bar and Cafe. It's going to be all yours.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks so much, man.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. I like you when you bring in new callers and everything. Man. You do a good job with that. And I'll tell you what. Here's a good question for you. If those two teams, Clemson and Virginia Tech, lined up tomorrow, who would win?
Tomorrow I might go with Virginia Tech. You know, I think... It's going to take a while for that Clemson offensive line to gel. I'm not sure how they'd be able to move the ball. You know, I think it'd be a fairly low-scoring game. But, you know, neutral site, and just judging the way Virginia Tech always beats Clemson, I mean, it's generally never close. And the Hokies run them out of the stadium every time they play the last four or five times they've played. You know, I can't pick against Tech in that game.
All right, ESPN Radio, AM 1430, the final word with George Hunsicker, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, right now stopping in. Also, I wanted to talk about with the ACC kickoff. We've mentioned them a lot, but Colin Harper gets the preseason selection as the ACC Player of the Year. Is that right in your mind? Does somebody else deserve that to you?
No, I would have definitely voted for Colin Harper. You know, I think especially if he leads Clemson to the ACC title, you know, I think he's going to end up being the most valuable player on that team without a doubt. And by the end of the year, you know, I think he'll have the numbers to say, yeah, he deserves the best player in the conference.
All right,
award.
Well, one of the jobs of this segment is to kind of preview what's coming up on TechSideline.com as well, or tell you what's already up. I have had a good time on TechSideline.com. Reading about Will and Chris and their fantasy Hokies draft. Now, just to give you a little heads up on what this is, basically anyone who's ever played for the Hokies, you and Will, who is kind of the founder and everything, correct?
Yes, he is. That's anybody who's played for the Hokies in the Beamer Bowl era, 1993 through present. We didn't draft any players on the current team, but 1993 through this past season.
All right, and you've had 30 rounds to assemble your team. You were very excited for your first 10 rounds. You went all offense.
Yeah.
Basically. Check out those articles. Those are a really good time. Do you think your team would win?
I think my team has enough explosiveness to win, yes.
All right, you sure?
I'm pretty sure I'd beat him 7 out of 10 times or so.
All right, okay. Also, let's get back to this 2008 ACC football kickoff. We had a lot to talk about, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. They when they had their time with Virginia Tech, whether it be Frank Beamer or whoever, a lot was made of the ACC being down, and Virginia Tech, the question was raised, do you feel you've represented the ACC well? No was pretty much the answer. Is that a problem? Is that Virginia Tech's fault? Is that the ACC fault? And is it true? Has Virginia Tech not done a good job of representing the ACC?
You know, yes and no. You know, I mean, Virginia Tech's won the conference 2 out of the 4 years they've been in it. You know, it's really tough to ask to do much more than that. And the 2 years they didn't win it, they went to the Gator Bowl and the Chick-fil-A Bowl, you know, the other two top bowls in the conference. So, I mean, Tech has been the dominant program in this league since they joined. But at the same time, you know, that they lost 3 of those 4 bowl games that they went to, including to a Kansas team, you know, that they had no business losing to back in January. So from that standpoint, they have not represented the ACC well. But, you know, who has? I mean, you know, somebody in the conference needs to step up and beat Virginia Tech before they can start complaining about Virginia Tech. You know?
That's a good way to put it. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Final question, or not even a question. Why don't you tell us what's coming up on TechSideline.com? It seems like I see a new team every day.
I forget who we're previewing next. I think it'll be Duke. We're going in alphabetical order. You know, that won't be all that exciting.
No,
but,
not at all.
You know, there's some potential in the passing game down there. But we're also going to be posting the full transcript of the David Wilson press conference from Monday. So that's going to be a really good read.
All right. So look, got a couple things to look forward to. You're breaking down every team. We got David Wilson's transcript. A lot of stuff to look forward to on TechSideline.com.
Yes, sir.
Chris, appreciate your time as always. Look forward to seeing you next Wednesday, maybe even sooner if some big news breaks. We're almost into August, man. Football's almost here.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com stops by every Wednesday. Thank you again, sir.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Champs Wednesday here on ESPN Radio. Coming up next, the NFL preview part of the show. We're in the NFC West. Don't groan. I know it's not fun, but the St. Louis Rams. We'll talk about them next when we get back. The final word, it's on ESPN Radio.